We're starting again, Shir HaShirim. This series is being dedicated in memory of Marvin Halpern, Reb Moshe Mendel, Reb Yisroel, Zichrono Livrocha. Okay, so we're going to go with Rashi, and we'll try to broaden it with some of the other approaches, although Rashi's approach seems very specifically focused on one nekuda, and that is the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. And to start with the Hakdoma, you don't have the Hakdoma there, but it's only in the Yischumasha, but it's okay. But let's Ve'omrani. We'll leave the Hakdoma to the Hakdoma, and we'll just start Ve'omrani. Shiro Shleime Baruch Kodshei Shasid Yisrael Liglois. Says Shlomo HaMelech saw Baruch HaKodesh. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. The Klal Yisrael was in its ultimate glory. The Shechina was Shira. It's also the Mikdash v'shochanti b'soichon. And when you lived in and came to the Beis HaMikdash and you saw the Kohanim b'avidosim and the Leviim b'shiro b'zibro, I imagine, wasn't there, but you felt that this is the Mokum Hashchina. The Chinuch explains why it was made so beautifully and so expensively, is to give that sense of yiro and realization that this is the Mokum Hashchina, and this is where we come to meet the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It was even a basi-based tefillah Yikori L'Chol Amim that Goyim used to come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring korbonos and to pray and they even bring, Rashi brings that the Goy's tefillah was even accepted faster, he says, because the Goy wouldn't understand if Hashem did not accept his tefillah. He couldn't imagine that there's any good reason for it. Just doesn't, not listening. As the Jew understands that the Rabbeinu Shalom has many cheshbonos and he's reitzel tefillos and shel tzadikim and Mela, it doesn't. He didn't have to be answered immediately, but this was the place in the world. The whole world knew. If you wish to meet up with the Creator, you come to the Beis Hamikdash. You come to Eretz Yisrael to the Beis Hamikdash. Shlomo HaMelech, who built the Beis Hamikdash, envisioned Ruach Kodshoy. Didn't happen in his lifetime, but that Shasid in Yisrael Liglois, Klal Yisrael is going to go into Golos. Not Stam, Goyla Achar Goylo. One golus after another. Churban achar churban. There's going to be a first churban. There's going to be a second churban. Ulehisoinin begolus ze al kvedim horishoy. Says Klal Yisrael in the golus is eventually going to baklogzach. Ulehisoinin is like to mourn. They're an oinon is a mourner. They're going to bemoan the fact that they don't have that kovet. Imagine the kovet of Klal Yisrael. This is the mokim of the Hashoras Hashchina, where in our land the Beir Yoylam gave Eretz Yisrael to us and told us also the mikdash shochanti b'soichem, just make me a place there, like Chazal say a moshul to a melech that he marries off his daughter and he says you're going, you're building a house over there, whatever, but make sure you have a room for me, convert the garage and make sure that when I come I'll have a place to be there. So that by the Klal Yisrael, the Beir Yolam comes, and the whole world knew it. And what a covet it was! Klal Yisrael was the center of civilization, and that's why it was also the brunt of the attack of civilization. It's probably very much directly related, but there was tremendous covet there. And then we go into Golos, and we're homeless. We're goyla achar goylo. We couldn't find a place to rest our feet. The minute we get a little comfortable here, we're chased from England, from France, from Spain, from Portugal, from Germany, from Hungary, from wherever we were, we were chased. And the covet harisha, that covet of Klal Yisrael is gone. And it seems from Rashi that's the first thing. The covet speaks a lot. When you feel when somebody who's been so elevated and then is so yorud. So it pains him. Look, we were so respected. We were the central force in the world, and now look what they despise us and they exile us and so forth. And then kovet al kvedim harishain, v'lizkor chibo harishain shehoyu skul aloy mikol amim. and the remembrance of COVID. In other words, right now, the love is buried. He loves us so much, but he chased us into Golos. Look what he made us suffer. Golos is very painful. And in the Mele, I don't see the love. It dulls kamayim ponim, so it dulls the feeling of love that I have. Memela, I don't really feel it. But first, I start to miss the COVID. That's a thing that I can relate to. My relationship with him, I don't know about that. I'm not focused on that now. It's on the rocks. Oh, but the memory of the COVID, that's something that I miss the COVID. I miss that being the central force, the center of the universe. The Chofetz Chaim used to say in the map of heaven, he says, in this world, Radin is a little shtetl in Poland. He says, in the map of the universe, Radin is right in the center. This is right in the center of the map. This is Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash, this is the center of the world. That I miss. But once I start to miss that, Velizko, I start to remember Chibor Rishoyne Shehoyu Skula Mikol HaAmim. I remember Hashem chose us with love. Ve'yisem li Skula Mikol HaAmim. That he chose us b'chibur rishayna with this original love from all the nations he chose us. So now, once I start thinking about the kavod that I'm missing, which is the thing that I can most directly relate to in the Golos, now all of a sudden the memories start coming, the romantic memories start awakening. Loimar el chova shuva el isha harishon ad kedei kach, that now all of a sudden, because of the natural feeling for the lack of kavod, it reminds me of the original relationship. And when the Jew is reminded of the original relationship, what happens? He says, Lizkor chibor yishere shayu skula. He thinks we were skula mikol amim. Loimar, that says to him, that speaks to him, he says, El chovashulish, I'm going back to my first husband. It awakens in him the desire to return. The fact that he remembers the chibor, when you remember the chibor, he shared the extent of Hashem's love, that he chose us mikol ha'amim, and lo mirubchem mikol ha'amim, not because we were the biggest, and at the time when he chose us, we may not even have been so worthy. In Mitzrayim we sunk, and he chose us mikol ha'amim. That motivates me. All of a sudden, I want to go. Until now, I've been in Golos and I haven't done tshuva. Had I done tshuva, corrected the Sibas HaGolos, then the Golos would have been over. So I didn't do tshuva. But now when I start to remember, just emotionally and psychologically, the pain of the bizyoinis about the COVID I used to have, all of a sudden it starts to remind me. That wasn't just COVID.
We don't have any ability to remember what was
before. What?
Us nowadays, we don't have the ability to remember what was before. So we don't have
any. We do. When we're reminded, it's deeply, it's etched in the psyche. And when a person focuses on it, and he's brought to focus, that's what's happening here. They say, oh, we're so mevuzah today, the Jew, and this is the center of the universe. And now all of a sudden, I say, hey, look at that love he had for us. I want to go back. I want that love. The desire for that love is so deeply embedded in us that the minute that I think about Chibor Rishoino, that he chose us mikol ha'amim, I say Lema, what happens automatically? El Choveshua Isha Rishon. I want to go back. I want to make amends. That is the. So what's gonna? What is that means? Yeah. Which El Chovah Shuva means I'm gonna go back. Which means I'm gonna do tshuva or shuva. I'm going back. That's what tshuva is. I'm going back. So look, here you are in Golus, and you're not going back. You're not thinking about it. The only thing you once you start to think, another is a Jew. Dirty Jew. You. Oh, uyvei. Look what we used to be. They used to say Jew, and now they say Jew. Remember how much he loved us. All of a sudden, the memory of the love, triggered by a less than lishmo type of a thing, all of a sudden brings back this craving to go back. Why? Because the Maisa, once I remember it, whatever I have now, whatever I have, then what was Oz? What's the thing I certainly had? I had that relationship with Hashem. And no matter what I may have now, it could be what I have now is not so good because I'm in Golos. right? That's true. But whatever I might have in Golis, there were times when they had good too. In Golis, there were times when they were even in the bad, they were good. The people were rich. People were having pleasure. People were this. But Tov Leoz Me'ata, whatever it is that the Tovim Doidecho Me'ayin, that love that I had, that relationship was so powerful. It was better than anything now. Ve'yizkru es chasodov. And then what happens next? Where there's something else we forgot. So, and I'm assuming, my assumption is, and I've always made this assumption, that this is a progression. The Rashi puts them in this order because that's one trigger. One triggers the other.
Isn't the chasadov is not part of the remembrance of the chiva?
Even if it is, but it's the next step. So I say, v'yizkru chasadov. In other words, what do you mean yizkru chasadov? What do you have amnesia? You have amnesia. So I don't understand. So if you have amnesia, so now all of a sudden you're no longer, I don't know what the word is, you're no longer amnesiaed. Now all of a sudden you have a memory, and before you didn't have a memory. The teretz is, the memory was there, but we blotted it out. The thing that we have to, if the relationship is on the rocks, and I am rebelling, I am estranged, and I am angry, then I have to deny his chesed. Because I can't be angry at you. I can't be rebellious against you when I appreciate your chesed. The human being has such a capacity to appreciate chesed, like I mentioned yesterday. Hallo es Hashem kol goyim. Afo pisha govar aleinu chasto. You hear? Hallo es Hashem kol goyim. So afal pi shegover aleinu chasto. Tell the goyim, praise Hashem, even though he did chesed to us, not to you. That says the human being has a capacity to appreciate chesed, and when I remember his chesed, I can't help but to love him and to follow him, and I can't rebel against him. I can't do anything. The teretz is what happened. I bury the chesed, right? And only when I begin to rejuvenate the relationship, now all of a sudden, the chesed comes alive again. Now I can allow myself to start to feel that chesed again, to remember the chesed. Why? Because now I'm in the loving relationship. When I'm in the loving relationship, now all of a sudden the memory rejuvenates. Terry says, it must be the memory was there. It was forced out. I forced myself not to think about it, because when I think about it, I can't rebel against him. But now that I'm focused on that love and I'm beginning to remember Chibor Rishoyna, then I start to allow myself to remember all the chasodim. What I did was rebelling. The Hashem was molei chesed, and what I did was rebelling. I rebelled. It's my fault. It wasn't because he stopped his chesed. It's because I rebelled against him. Once I start to remember his chesed, then I realize my rebellion. Ves hatoiva sher osur omar losis lem beachros hayomim. And then I start to remember the promises of the Nevi'im. And Hashem promised to give us Ba'achos HaYomim. So all of these things were there. It just, they were buried. And Kol Zman, that he sent me into Golus, and I'm rebellious because of it. I was rebellious, and that's why he sent me into Golus, and I maintain my rebellion. So when I start to think, but the COVID, oy, there's no COVID. The Jew doesn't get COVID. Look at the COVID we used to have. I start thinking about used to. I start thinking about the love, and that just brings forth this. I want to come back, and I want to come back. I realize it was better for me then, and now I can allow myself to uncover the chasodim that he did for me that I buried so deeply away before because I didn't want to be affected by it. But now that I'm focused again on that loving relationship, I want to think about those chasodim. And then I realized that which he stopped giving me chesed was because I was moiled by him, I rebelled against him. And now I stop to think, and look at all that he promised. Look what's awaiting for me. And that completes the picture. So listen to what Rashi says. The Yosad Sefer Zeberuach Kodesha Beloshin Ishot Zerur. Now he's going to tell us, this is the matzav of Klal Yisrael in the Golos. Now, but this has to do with Shir HaShirim. So Rashi says that he established this sefer with his Ruach HaKodesh, Biloshan Ishot Sruro Almanus Chayes, a woman who is bound in living widowhood. What that means is that she's a widow for all intents and purposes, but her husband is alive. Almona chayus. She's really an almona, even though her husband is alive, because they're estranged. She has no husband. So it's not, he's not dead. Normally a widow husband is dead. Husband's alive. She has no husband. They're estranged. Mishtekekes al baila. But what is she doing? She's craving the husband. Now here, where's the craving?
Sorry, what happened? Her husband ditched her? I mean,
her husband threw her out. Oh. That's what her husband threw her out, but she wants it back. Misrapekes al doida. Her heart is still palpitating. It's pounding away that she wants him back. She wants to come back. She wants... Maskeres avos nu reho elog. She remembers the love that she had for him. And she admits her sins. This is the Klal Yisrael. This is the woman who the Klal Yisrael is comparing to. Af doido tzar loy b'tzarosa. Her beloved also has tzar in her suffering. He feels the pain of her suffering. Umazkir chasteinu ureho. And he remembers the chasodim of her youth that she did. Lech techacharai, zuchati loch chesed nurayich, the good that she did. V'no yoifio, and her beauty. V'kishron pu'ula, and the appropriateness of her actions. Asher bom nikshar imoy b'ava aza. Through those actions, she was bounded to him. She was tied to him with a deep, with strong love. Lohidio, to let her know, he hasn't forgotten about her. He hasn't sent her away. She's still his wife, and he's her husband. And he is eventually coming back to her. So this is what Rashi says. What Shimshu, it's a story. It's a love story about a woman whose husband, she's estranged from her husband, actually threw her out. Yeah, but she craves to come back. And she remembers the love that she had for him. And she admits her mistakes. And he feels her tsar too. And he remembers the chasodim that she did and the beauty of her actions, that he was tied to her with a love, and he lets her know that that love is still there. He never sent her away permanently. Oid hi ishto hu isha, meaning that the love relationship is still there. They're going to return. Now, one of the issues here, and I can't say that I can resolve it completely, I've tried many times, is the introduction that Rashi gave about the Klal Yisrael and the steps there are not completely parallel to the Moshe that he's using of the Isha Ba'almanus Chayus. In the steps by Klal Yisrael, he said that the first thing was we start to think about the COVID that we lost. Then all of a sudden we start to remember the Chiba that he showed us. And then we now want to come back. And we say it's better for us now than now. Then we remember the Chasodim that he did to us. And then we remember that we allow ourselves to say, hey, he did chesed, we just rebelled. It's our fault that we're here. And then the tevis that he's going to give them, that eventually they're going to get together again. But here, the order seems completely different. It starts with she's mishtekekes al bailo. So I guess that the kovet harishon, which is what starts the process, I guess over here, maybe Rashi just left that out, that because it says after the kovet harishon, she remembers the chiba rishon ashoyel skul mikolo amim and elcha oshuv. So I assume that means to be able to remember the chiba that he showed and to say I want to come back to him. That probably is what's mishtekekes al baila. In other words, when she remembers the chiba rishon, so she in golus is so. In other words, I guess.
Hey, the question is that this paragraph is talking about Hashem toward.
Oh, so that's the next step. Wait, that's a part I don't know if I could deal with. But I could say sometimes, so in other words, it sounds like in the Moshul, this piece was left out. In other words, that she remembers the Kovet HaRishon and therefore the chibur that he had for her. So the mashal only gives us the mishtakekas al baila. Starts with that point. In other words, doesn't go back that the Klal Yisrael. That's like the sibur in Klal Yisrael why they taka were mishtakekas. So maybe Rashi doesn't go into that. I don't know if that's so terrible. In other words, to assume a step is one thing. To say the opposite is really a problem between the mashal and the nimshal. So that's the step he's assuming, that she's mishtakekes al baila. Why? Because she remembers Kovet HaRishon and the love that he had, and therefore, Eluchova Oshav Adisha HaRishon, I'm mishtakekes, I want to go back, I want that love again. Okay, now, maskeres avas nureho a love. So I guess that could be also, maskeres avas nureho a love. Here it says the love that he had for her. Shehoyu skula lemi chibor rishon shehoyu. Could chibur rishon shehoyu means the chibur rishon that they had? No. Shehoyu skula lemikol ha'amim.
So this is not parallel because
that would change the parallel, but it's not mashma like that. Chibur rishon is not mashma the chibur that we had for him because we were skula lemikol ha'amim. It's mashma the chibur that he had for us in choosing us mikol ha'amim. Right?
And Avas Nura is her love to Hashem.
Avas Nureho, yeah. Maskeres Avas Nureho. A love. It says Beferish. It says Beferish, a love. So this we don't know. This part I don't know. This it. In the Moshul, it's she remembers the love she had for him. And in the Nimshul, it says he remembers the love he had for her.
Maybe it's Kamayim Panim upon him.
Yeah, in other words, maybe that she's mishtakekes because of the love that she remembers the love he had. And Mimela, what the Eilich of Oshav Elisha Rishon, have to say that why is she saying Eilich of Oshav Elisha Rishon? Because she remembers the love that she had too. In other words, that you have to put that in there. That's not too bad. So what did he skip here? Okay, that's not. Oh, he doesn't have anything about that. That doesn't help. We can't do it. I don't know. Yuska Chasodov seems to be missing. And Avdoda Lo Tzaris, this is not in the Moshul. This is not in the Moshul, but that's not a problem because they didn't talk about that aspect. But after the Lord Sabbath, so this is anyway. So but kids, the perfect comparison. I never got straight. I'm missing something. But Lamaisa, it's not bad. What basically?
What's the mashal and what's the nimshal?
What the mashal is the story of the chosen and kala. The shir hashem is the love story between a chosen and kala. The nimshal is
us and Hashem.
The relationship between us and Hashem. Us being the kala, Hashem being the chosen. And that's really the whole thing. But basically what Rashi seems to say is that the whole Shir HaShirim is this story of a love that was buried deep and was aroused, you know, through the Golos, you know, but that which Rashi really says in the Moshul was always there. Mishtekekes, she was always Mishtekekes. It was whether it was on a conscious level or a subconscious level. And this is Mamish. This I look at this as so important for dealing with and helping Klal Yisrael, because you have to realize that no matter I look at the guy who is the most rebellious and the most antagonistic and everything is irrelevant and he doesn't give up about anything. Mitzvahs, Torah, Shabbos. I was sitting with such a guy the other day. Nothing. It's mishtakekes al bailo in the heart. And it's so obvious that it's true. You can reach it if you're confident that it's there. You don't get dissuaded, and you can reach it. And I had that just recently. I have it all the time. Where the strongest, if I can, we find that the stronger they put up the stronger they fight, the more it's a facade. The more vulnerable they are, the more they subconsciously are aware that they're mishtakekes al baila, that they want to come back, they want to come back, they want to come back. It's almost like they're begging, bring me back, bring me back, bring me back. Like, no, I don't want to go back, I don't want to go back, I don't want to bring me back, bring me back, please, I beg you, I don't want to go back. You know, sometimes they'll call the guys and say, okay, so you remain that way. Oh, no, please, don't let me go. You know, it doesn't say it, but it it's there, because that love is there. And when you remind, you do see from the Nimshol, you see that sometimes we have to be reminded of it. It's sometimes we've so succeeded in, to cope with the pain of life, what we often do is bury. We bury the pain. You don't think about it. You pretend, right? You harden yourself. Some people have been so good at hardening their pain that they almost don't feel anymore. They almost have no feeling left. And so but you touch that feeling, get that, something to awaken. Here, as he says, we remember Kovod HaRishon. Look what Klal Yisrael used to be. And sometimes, Taka, you do that. Sometimes I had to reach a group of completely secular, retired, wealthy people living in Boca and the environs there a month or two ago. I was invited to speak there. And how do you reach these people? They've so built up opposition and resistance and this. And you go back to the glory of Jewish history. That's what I did. It was amazing. Go back, look, we come from some thousands of years of tradition. Look where we come from, and look what we've done, and look how we've survived, and we've come. All of our enemies are long gone and buried, or just hiding out in the museums and the history books, and we're still alive and well. And then you start to, wow, you evoke the Jewish pride in the past, and all of a sudden they start to think about Hashem. And these people didn't even know there was a Beis HaMikdash, maybe, so they couldn't really think about the Beis HaMikdash, but that relationship. Tell them about Bianca Bender, the miracles of Jewish survival are greater than the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf. And that, and they start taking that pride, they start feeling that, they start thinking more about it. Then all of a sudden, that feeling starts coming up. It's amazing how they awaken them, because it's there, it's deep down, it's buried inside. Each and every Jew, it just has to be evoked. And this is what Shir Shirim is. It's the awareness that relationship is there. It touches on the process or the sequence of how this relationship can be rejuvenated and evoked. And it also emphasizes that despite the fact that there's so much opposition, that opposition is only skin deep, because deep down, that's really what they want, that's really what they miss, that's really what they crave. They're really mishtekekes al baila misrapekes al doido. The heart is palpitating, pounding with that desire to return. And that's really what it's all about. And Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll start the first post.
Very inspiring.